Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? Today's episode is an emergency pod due to Russ getting cut and the end of the tush push, possibly. You know, I know the tush push is probably here to stay, but Jason Kelsey's gone too. But mostly we're here because Russ has been released. We also will react to the latest NFL Combine news. But before we huddle up, Bill, I just have to thank you for gutting this one out.
Oh, it's rough. I can't believe I'm on here either. It's a dark day in NFL history. The Broncos are moving on from Russ. I don't know what's going to happen. This is wild. Jordan, get your take on this. And this is a little bit of a joke, so I have to say that before, because I know it's like you could take this just completely wrong. But look, this could be the first domino for a legit secondary professional football league. Like, if Russ signs 2 years with like the San Antonio Brahmins, like that could be, it's essentially Chris Cyborg or what's her name? Cyborg going to Bellator. Like, this could be the USFL could essentially be Bellator to the UFC and the NFL. If Russell Wilson signs a 2 year deal, he can make $1 million and would still be making like $121 million playing for the San Antonio Brahmins. Like, how legit would that be? Like, we could start getting guys jumping ship like this year over to the USFL if Russ made the jump. How crazy would that be?
Bill would have so much interest. Trent. Give Jordan a second. He's defending Seth's baseball team on Twitter right now with all the goals that didn't rank them properly. But I'm joined by my other dudes too, Jordan and Seth. It's been a while, guys, but we're back. What do you need, Jordan?
You guys have a good pod. I'm going to get out of here. That's it.
The fantasy XFL dudes.
Dude, come on, Jordan, get behind it. Let's go, dude. Just give me the possibility of what is. Seth is wearing a Savannah banana hat. I know he can get behind that. Like, that's a new league, a league of their own. Like,
I'm curious why you think like Russell Wilson is just going to be like the torchbearer of like that move, you know? Like,
yes. Well, it's mostly a joke, but here's why. If it happens, if you saw in the UFC or an MMA community, it always takes a guy who like was a belt holder and then went over to this secondary league and then people followed him over. It's not going to happen. But what if Russell Wilson is literally smelling what the Rock is cooking and is playing for the San Antonio Brahmin next year? Like, that would be lit. I mean, who wouldn't like, okay, listen to some of these guys who play in the Northeast. You don't think they'd want to play in the summer? Like, it's a nice warm day in Massachusetts, slinging the rock. You're not worried about the snow. You can throw Tom Brady probably could have had multiple 500 plus yard games if he didn't have to worry about the snow in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are legit playing summer ball. Like, how many guys could we get over there to play?
Brady should go over there and play. I'll give you that. That would be really cool if Brady went over and played in the XFL.
Special teams. I already put in a couple applications. I haven't heard back yet.
Seth, you on top of the world? I know you're a Russell Wilson guy too, Seth, but how are you handling this?
Honestly, I've moved on. Ever since he wasn't a stock, ever since he's donned other colors, I could care less what happens to the guy.
Seth is all in on Penix. Penix to the Hawks, Seth.
Yep, Penix the Hawks, baby. Let's go.
That's what we need. He was repping the purple. He was repping the dogs at the combine.
Jordan, what do you think of that, Jordan? You see Penix was wearing the purple do-rag at the combine. You like that?
Yeah, I mean, kind of makes sense to wear the purple do-rag. I don't know. Like, why are we reading into what color do-rag he was wearing at the combine? Like,
I don't know. I just think it's cool that he, you know, showed his former team
going to the Vikings.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, normally when you...
Stupid.
I guess probably
Jordan, just say have a take, dude. Like, we're getting, it's the off season. Get a little,
you know,
bit
my
wild.
Take
dip
is
your toes in
my
our
take
water.
is My take is that you've talked nonsense for the last 5 minutes. That makes zero sense.
Jordan is in tournament mode. Like he's currently in cutting mode for his travel basketball team. That's why he's on a bender right now. I know this guy, he had tryouts this week, and I know the guy is just in like, he's basically in money ball mode, about to like make some transitions and switches. And so this is, we're going to get all business Jordan for the next 2 weeks while he puts together his just lineup.
Try to travel ball. Kids to get a ton of assists.
He is going to be like, he's in game mode, and he doesn't have time for our nonsense. Hopefully it'll come around, you know, midsummer when he starts to warm up, you know.
Bill, you started this pod by talking about Russell Wilson playing the XFL, and I don't know what else you were talking about. Like
the San Antonio Brahmin? They're the XFL.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Trent thought that they were a chicken, which I was like, what the?
tastes like chicken probably. No, but with all seriousness, with Russ gone, you know, is this the, Jordan said he's going to play on his couch for a while. This is the biggest like dead cap hit. You know, this dead cap hit has been bigger than the past 2 years combined. What was it, Phil? Was it $85 million that they're just going to eat? Like this has gotten bad.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. I think it's a total of $240 million. I think over the lifetime. Wow.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Am I off there, Seth? Jordan, someone back me up. I want to say it's a total of $240 million, but it could be over a period of time. Maybe it's $240 million in dead cap space. Maybe it's $24 million. I don't know why I'm adding a zero to that.
I thought I sent you something, Phil, but maybe
$85 million. I don't. None of those numbers are close to what the number actually was there.
Close to the number that I actually said it was going. That it was 85. Then you threw the 200 out there. He only won 11 games in his two seasons starting for the Denver Broncos, which is not good. Phil, did I send you a text of everything that the Seahawks got in return for that pick?
No, we talked about it though two pods ago when you were like bringing up like Noah Fant, and you wanted to. Do you remember what Jordan when Trent was getting into like just random wild people who were on the potential, not waiver wire, who were potentially going to be hitting free agency, Jordan, and he brought up Noah Fant, and then we talked about it for like a minute or two. Do you not remember that, like Trent?
Let me see here where I have it. I have it bookmarked on Twitter right here. I remember vaguely that.
Too much Masubi on the brain.
So here's revisiting the Russell Wilson trade. Broncos gave up backup caliber QB, tight end Noah Fant, DN Shelby Harris, 2022 round one pick, 2022 round two pick, 2022 round five pick, 23 round one pick, 23 round two pick, and $245 million total. Seahawks gave up a backup caliber quarterback and a fourth round pick in 2022. So, you know,
yes, I guess they won, but like, what did they win for? Like, there wasn't anything of, I don't know.
Those picks back from the Jets is basically what they did.
Yeah, and who knows? I mean, Jamal Adams may not even be a Seahawk next year.
We'll never hear the end of that.
And the guy literally played, what, five snaps? Talk about Russ winning 11 games. Jamal Adams has been active for like half a season during his time with us. The dude's always hurt. I mean, he's a stud, but it's like he's hurt all the time.
Yeah. Seth looks like he's having some technical difficulties. He's trying to fix that right now, I believe. Other things with Russell Wilson. Jason Kelce retired. That's probably, you know, it was almost like, hey, you know, Russell, you know, Jason Kelce's retiring. Then, you know, Russ has his thing, sends his thing out and steals the spotlight, almost is what it kind of seemed like on Twitter. It kind of seems like latest things, the most valuable thing. But were you surprised that Kelce was retiring, Jordan, or do you see it coming?
Well, he kind of walked it back that he was going to retire, right? Like he basically said he was going to retire, then walked it back and then retired. So, yeah. A little bit surprised just because it kind of made it sound like that he wasn't going to, but ultimately not surprised though.
Tush Push is dead.
Yeah. So like Seth saying right there, the tush push they say isn't going to be eliminated is what Troy Vincent's saying, is that that's not going to be a rule. But I think it's kind of dead without Kelce. Like, I think Kelce is the main factor with that whole thing of how that worked so good, is Jason Kelce. Like I've said in the past, I think Carson Wentz had double-digit rushing touchdowns his 2 years, you know, in the league, those 2 years he started for the Eagles. And then Jalen Hurts just made it better. So they'll probably have some success. I don't think it will be the high as high of a rate as what it was.
Probably won't do it as much either.
Yeah, definitely retiring the top of his game, though. Phil, are you happy the tush push is here to stay? Even or like,
no, huge fan of the tush push. The thing that I was like, did you guys see like Russell Wilson's farewell letter? He was like thanking people in the cafeteria and stuff. All the stuff that I think is cool. Didn't say anything about Sean Payton. Didn't say anything about the Denver Broncos organization
or like Walmart.
Literally nothing was said. Like, no Subway, you know, he didn't give a shout out to Subway, which is a big deal when he went over to the Denver Broncos. Like, literally, I'm pretty sure he hates everyone at the organization with the exception of like some cafeteria workers and the people who helped him cut film. Like,
the exception of, you know, the lady that gave him extra scoops of macaroni and cheese, he's done with that place, you know.
Oh, like, the guy did squats for like 4 to 5 hours on a flight to Europe. You think that guy eat mac and cheese, Trent? Like, he's probably stoked on the grilled veggies they put together. I don't know.
I would like to know like what these NFL, you know, teams have for cafeteria food. Like, I think that would be, you know, kind of fun to go through.
You know, the
like,
player association rated them, right, Trent?
Yeah. Who got the best cafeteria food? Cause I was looking at that. Like, I saw the Kansas City Chiefs had the worst weight room in the NFL. And like, was there any other good ones like that? Like, who had the best cafeteria? That's kind of important.
Yeah. I want to say it might've been the, I thought the Chargers had the worst one. And then
the worst family thing, I think.
Yeah. Worst cafeteria food, NFL players.
Let's That's important here. Stuff right there.
Sinks ain't one of the worst in cafeteria, which that's just sad. You could get a po' boy in there. Like, there could be some treatment of families, D+. Food cafeteria, F-.
Dolphins, Eagles are both A's on the food cafeteria.
And I think Saints might have been last.
Yeah. And that's like the type of stuff. Like, if I knew that, like, as a fan, you know, like, you know, you're looking for, as a new young fandom, you probably should look at the things that are rated good. You know what I mean? Like, food, cafeteria, parking for players, stuff like that. It's all stuff that's kind of important, you know.
The Bengals
for food? That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Bengals were F- for food.
Well, remember, it was what? This Bengals, they had a GoFundMe for an indoor practice facility like 3 years ago when we started the pod, remember? Like, yes. And it raised like $500. It was the same year they went to the Super Bowl, but it's like, come on,
totally
guys. Like,
about that.
You don't want to eat food there. Like, trust me, that's like pizza pockets that aren't cooked all the way. You know, like, that cafeteria is no way that's good if they don't have an indoor field. Seth, what do you think about
that? It's just Skyline Chili day after today. Go ahead, Seth.
Anytime an NFL organization starts a GoFundMe, just no.
No, it was a fan, Seth. A fan started the GoFundMe to give to the team.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, no way.
But the food thing we should probably talk about a little bit more. Like, does that go into your contract negotiations? Like, hey, you scored an F-. Like, if I'm coming to your organization as Caleb Williams, like, sure, I'll sign a rookie contract, but that better be at a C before I leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be in negotiations at this point.
I think so. Cafeteria should be a quick fix. What's Seth?
I don't know. All I know is that when before our games at Reedley College, we would have grits, biscuits and gravy, eggs, and I would rate that minimum B+ average like that. And
B+?
Oh man, they were slinging for away games. They would be rolling out the red carpet for us junior college football players. You'd be shocked. Like, we would be grubbing the day before games, and we'd have like, you know, a 2 o'clock game, and we had to be there at like 7 or whatever. But yeah, I can't believe that you're getting these NFL teams with like C level and F level food situations. It's crazy.
I think
the NFL players would give that an F.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
Yes.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
It feels like when we were really good after practice, we got Happy Meals.
Dude, grits, biscuits and gravy, chicken fried steak, you know, probably a breakfast burrito periodically, protein
shake. You're adding things every time you start speaking.
Well, sorry, Jordan. What would you want it to be, Mr. Chip Kelly with your lemongrass water? What would you want it
probably
to be?
Whipping cream.
What am I asking? Like,
yeah, what would you ask for your cafeteria food?
Oh, you got to have like for breakfast, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, whipped cream aside. We know you're going to say whipped cream. Like, what else?
Yeah, have like pancakes, build your own omelets, hash brown, like everything. You got to have everything, Phil. You're talking about like linemen out there that you got to eat. They probably eat like four plates for breakfast.
So you basically named three out of the four things I said, except you said waffles. That was the only difference.
I didn't say waffles. No, I'm saying like you got to have it all though. You said grits and scrambled eggs.
I went on to list a handful of other items. You basically said the same thing as me and added one thing.
You got to have it all though. I don't know. Like,
right.
You got grits. You say grits. You gotta have, grits
you
is gotta automatic.
Have a big variety.
Yeah.
No, I agree with Seth. No, I just had grits for like the second time in my life this past week with shrimp. It was okay. It was one of the worst. It was not good.
Grits are not good.
Yeah, you were in a tropical country. You were in a tropical state eating grits. You were in a tropical state. That's embarrassing. I'd like to cut that out. You were in a tropical state eating grits. What do you expect, dude?
It was shrimp grits. I thought it would be good.
And ordering masubi. Like, that just doesn't...
Me and Seth just went on a week retreat together, you know, to Hawaii, and we had a lot of fun. You can tell Seth's way more sunburned than me.
Yeah, just but why would two. You get grits in Hawaii, Trent? That makes Jordan, come on, give him an F for that decision making on the menu. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
It was shrimp grits. It looked good. It was at Foster's Kitchen. It was really high-end restaurant. Thought it'd be good. It was not that good. I think Seth ate there one night too, but
you got grits at a high-end restaurant. That's also like, what are you doing?
Hey, I also got meatloaf at a high-end restaurant. People looked at me like I had a third eye on my head, and it ended up being the best decision I made in my life. Like, you know, sometimes you just got to go wild card, Jordan.
Is that meatloaf in Hawaii or was it somewhere else?
No, it was in California.
Okay, well, there's a difference there.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, so I got it was like blackened shrimp on grits. My wife got the stuffed chicken. It was way better than what I got. So usually I do pretty good ordering stuff at places, and this one was just a miss. And it's funny, Phil brought up his grits as something that NFL players want. Like, I think that was a horrible take by Phil's part because it's fresh in my mind still. That's like, no, that's not a good take. Put a fridge full of Uncrustables and walk away. That'd be better than grits, Phil. Like,
absolutely true. Not. I can't believe you're disagreeing with me I can't believe you're disagreeing with me on grits before a game. Like, if you're eating it 3 or 4 hours before a game, it's pretty good.
Maybe. I'd rather have oatmeal.
What's that place in Bakersfield that everyone likes going to for breakfast?
I have no idea.
It's like that place they usually have like a front porch out front.
Cracker Barrel.
Trent's the only place to go to a Cracker Barrel in Hawaii. Guaranteed that guy went to Cracker Barrel.
They don't have Cracker Barrel there.
Had grits. That's what you order at Cracker Barrel. Shrimp.
No,
and
you don't order that at Cracker Barrel.
They do not have shrimp at Cracker Barrel.
How many times have you been to Cracker Barrel, Phil?
Just once in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should go there a little bit more than one time before you start talking about Cracker Barrel.
I will say, Jordan.
I just struck a chord, shockingly, with Jordan. Okay, Mr. Cracker Barrel, enlighten us.
No, here's the deal.
What are you saying? Why are you so? They guarantee have grits at Cracker Barrel. Have you ever been to one?
They do. You said grits and shrimp. There's no shrimp at Cracker Barrel.
They don't have shrimp at Cracker Barrel.
All right. Well, I'm going to confirm that. But go ahead. Seafood at Cracker Barrel.
They have trout, rainbow trout.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil, here's the deal. Cracker Barrel in Bakersfield's like a hybrid of what it actually is. It's not the real thing.
Chips, tenders, and shrimp platter. Cracker Barrel. skillet sirloin stick and shrimp sampler, Friday you know Country Phil? Coastal sampler. There have been
I've now, never
so welcome to the world of being wrong, Jordan. I'm sure you haven't left here in a little bit.
I have you not
absolutely served shrimp at Cracker Barrel.
You tell me when you see shrimp at a Cracker Barrel, but you've been to one time. So how do you?
I just read you a menu. They have,
but not shrimp. All Cracker Barrels are the same, Phil.
Okay, which one have you been to? I will select that store and I will check out their menu right now.
I mean, I've been to Cracker Barrel probably like 20 times in my life, all across name the one, country. Don't so
we'll have shrimp at.
I mean, I've mostly been to them in the
Bakersfield.
Midwest.
Bakersfield is not a place where people think shrimp, just for what it's worth. Like I said, you're acting like it's the Deep South.
I don't know what you're talking about. I said I've been to most Cracker Barrels in the Midwest.
No, but I'm saying like, but you don't think shrimp in Bakersfield is what I'm saying. Like, I think they sell
I've never been to the one in Bakersfield.
All right. Well, this conversation is over. Let's get into the draft. Let's get into the combine.
Yeah. Well, Phil is definitely hurt over this Russ news because he's bringing all this stuff up. Maybe you are like Russell Wilson, guys, you know, uncertain about your future. One thing you don't need to be uncertain about, though, is... Man, I lost my spot. One thing you don't need to be uncertain about is your grooming needs. Don't let grooming uncertainties sideline you. Manscaped offers the ultimate game plan for tackling those personal care dilemmas head on. Don't let things get out of control. Manscaped is here to help you clean up beautifully. Head straight to Manscaped. Let them handle all your grooming needs, ensuring you're always on the winning side of personal care. With Manscaped, your grooming decisions are as clear-cut as they get. Promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order. Head over to Manscaped. Tell them we sent you guys. Promo code DUDES20. Let's break this huddle. Let's get into... Where are we going here? We are going into... let's get into combine reactions. We covered a little bit of news and notes there as well. We were kind of all over the place. Phil took this thing for a very strange detour. That's kind of like when you get on a detour and you like end up going south rather than north. You know what I'm saying? And you like do it for like 15 minutes and you just feel like a moron. That's how I feel hearing about grits being like an A-plus meal for NFL people that, you know, make $25 million a year. So, thanks for Phil.
I checked a Michigan menu for Cracker Barrel, and they also sell shrimp. So,
okay. One other thing I wanted to bring up is there's a lot of rumors that Kirk Cousins. You know, I'm going back to the huddle news and notes. Rumors that Kirk Cousins might be going to buying a house in Atlanta. Have you guys heard that? Anyone? No one's seen any of those.
Drake could just be investing in properties.
Yeah, Drake London season, baby. Top five offense right there. If Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, that'll be fun. Mike Evans signed. Looks like Baker might be the next one. I don't know what's going to happen there. NFC South is going to be wide open again, though, I think. Combine. Talking about some players here at the Combine. We can stay with the Broncos here. Does J.J. McCarthy to the Broncos just seem like the... Like, what is absolutely going to happen? Like, would that shock you, Jordan? That's kind of where I got him penciled in on my card.
That's like the most Broncos thing ever to pick J.J. McCarthy.
I don't you think that's the most, like, Sean Payton thing ever to take J.J. McCarthy?
I'm not a McCarthy guy. I don't see it. I don't see what people see it with him. So, I don't know.
He had an okay combine, right? Like, it wasn't like...
I mean, I don't care if he has an okay combine.
Yeah.
He sucks at playing football. So, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I don't really see it. He was in an offense where they just ran the ball a ton and it protected him a lot. So, I don't see it. But
it wasn't needed. What do you take of all these rumors, Jordan, going around about McCarthy potentially being, you know, one of the top quarterbacks selected? You know, there's been a lot of buzz right now with the combine and stuff like that. I just have been curious. Every time I see one of those tweets, I think of you, you know? So what are you thinking of all this stuff? Like, not just smoke and mirrors, but these quarterbacks, you know, when they start coming, guys kind of want them, you know?
No, I don't think he's good. So, like, I don't know. Obviously, I've not seen some.
Will you be shocked if he goes in the first round, though?
I'm not going to be shocked at anything. I just don't think he's good, so it doesn't make sense to me. But obviously, there's people who are a lot smarter than me who think he's good. So I don't know.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short, man. You know,
I mean, you didn't think there was shrimp at Cracker Barrel, but yeah, you're right.
Seth, weigh in on this guy here, please, Seth.
Phil is like Trent was saying earlier, it was, and I think I said it with my mic muted. You know, Phil goes off on these little like rabbit holes and side trails, and really it's like just going off the road and missing the guardrail and going off a cliff and just dying or running into a tree going 100 miles an hour. Those are side tracks right there.
No. That's my lifestyle, though.
No, dying would be way less painless. definitely not that. That'd be a huge favor. What other stuff from the combine? Jordan, this is another thing I want, you know, like Patrick Mahomes asked if they would quit showing his 40 time at the combine. You know, like, did that like make you mad that they kept showing his 40 and like having sweat race against him? They finally found a guy he could beat and stuff like that. Does that just fire you up inside, Jordan? Or
I don't know why. Why does that bother him? Like,
yeah, why? I don't know.
The best quarterback in the league. Why does it bother you that your 40 time is bad? I don't get it.
I don't either. Phil, what do you think about this?
Faster than that, I guess.
I thought initially he was joking, but then I'm like, no, coming from him, like, I legitimately think he's serious. Like most other players, you would think that they're making a joke with that tweet, but I feel like he probably takes it personal. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not laughing at it.
Yes, of course. They just
kind of messed up when they put, yeah. And then they put him, then, you know, Mike McDaniel, did you see him? Just they have some, it's basically turned into a show.
Yeah.
They have so many personalities there. People aren't doing it. Like, it's just, and I do think a guy who we're buddies with, or at least grew up in the same town as, like, I think some of those guys are just being like, why am I going to get hurt at the combine? Like someone we know got hurt at the combine.
Yeah. Last year. Yeah. I'm kind of like, I've always been like, man, you should do this. But even looking at like Caleb Williams, who all sat out and did nothing, Jordan, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., he said he's not going to do anything at the combine or his pro day. Like, I see these guys like wanting to do something at their pro day, but
I think for him, like, there's no upside to it. Like, what's the upside of Marvin Harrison for doing anything? There's only downside,
there's no
right?
reason to. It's because, yeah, he's proven in games that he's the elite guy. Like, he doesn't, you don't need to prove anything else.
Yeah. I do think for some of the top guys, they can only lose in the combine.
Yeah,
I think Caleb for Williams. Guys, well, guys like who are, they can raise their stock at the combine, obviously want to post good numbers. Like, but if you're already at the top of the draft board, you can only really go down. So it's like, what's the point? I don't know. Do you guys feel like people watch the combine?
I feel like this year, from what I'm hearing, less people watch the combine than normal. Is that kind of what you're hearing, Jordan? Like, I feel like usually guys did it more.
Personally, like, I have zero desire to watch the combine. Like, I don't know, like, but I guess there's people like who love it. I don't know. I think I think people like watching the linemen, if I'm being quite honest with you. I think that's who they like watching the most.
Yeah. I am more of a, like, I'm going to follow the combine. I'm not going to sit there and watch every single thing. I liked some of the questions that get asked to these guys at the combine. I think we should ask questions that these guys get asked themselves. Like, Phil, why don't you look up some of the craziest questions that got asked at the combine and start asking them on the show right now? I think that would be a great idea. I believe one guy got asked if he, you know, that he said he was clutch, and they said, are you clutch enough to land an airplane? And he said, no, that thing's going down if I'm driving the airplane. You know what I mean? Like,
who was that? Someone said that.
There's some good questions out there. And I think that there's some stuff that, Phil, you know, you should maybe, you know, quiz Jordan of stuff that was getting asked at the combine. I should have told you to prep a little bit better on this one. Or
what in the name? They
asked Drake.
Here's an appropriate one. Would you rather be a cat or a dog? I'm saying, where are you sitting on a bus speeding on a mountain? Where does the sun rise and where does it set? Jordan, you might struggle with that one. Actually, probably that people who would struggle with that one are Trent or Seth. Where would you share your internet history with us?
They asked that to somebody.
Yeah. What color is chocolate? How many ways could you use a brick in a minute? What kind of fish are you? Are you afraid of clowns?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot. Well, about,
so what, the Jordan? combine is probably most valuable at this point because of the interviews, right? That's the reason that the players still go to the combine. It, like Caleb Williams,
yeah.
What he did was the interviewing with teams. That was the most important part of the combine for him. Same with Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Like, that's why they're going. They're going for the interviews and the mental part of it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense as the interviews. I'm not talking about these questions, but sometimes they ask these guys, like the NFL teams ask these guys weird questions. Those are just reporters.
No. I'm not talking about I'm talking about the team meetings, the meetings with teams.
Yeah, okay.
That's the most important part of the combine for a lot of these guys at the top, right? Mm-hmm. Not the on-field stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then what else? Phil, was there anything else appropriate we could share on here that said, questions like that about the combine?
There were some pretty odd ones. I still think it's odd that No Bull is the sponsor of the combine, and yet they have still not come out with any sort of jersey, NFL cleat. Like, it's cool that they're the combine. They also, I think, support CrossFit games, but it's like, I don't know why they're the sponsor and they don't even have an NFL cleat, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I could not tell you. I remember that Bryce Young wore those shoes last year. That made him way taller. Then my dad went and bought a pair because he thought they were cool, but I don't know if he really liked them or not. So they got one customer on those.
Definitely has
one. he said they weren't comfortable. I don't know. But
I need to look these up now.
You don't remember those, Phil? The Bryce Young ones. They said like he's like, because they all were talking about his height, and they had the Jordan Love No Bull shoes he was wearing. They were like basically like platform shoes. Seth, you remember those?
I remember. He was like 5'9", and made him look like he was like 5'10".
Oh, man. Yeah, there are some serious heels on some of these shoes, huh?
Yeah. No, it's a big deal.
So. You can see the side picture of him behind like the PM for an interview, and he's like, they'll make him look way taller than he is.
That's crazy.
All right. Other stuff we got here. I don't know, Jordan, any other things you've heard about the combine, anything that, you know, you kind of thought made some stock rise, maybe some stock fall, some notes that I have here on this.
Well, I mean, like Xavier Worthy was, I mean, ran the 4.21 40. So like, that's a local valuable, like local to our area. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But broke the record, I mean, that was, right? Yeah. And that's the guy who like raised his stock probably with that 40 time, right? Like, that's that 40 times worth quite a bit of money probably to him. So it makes sense why he's going to run the 40, you know, because he has a lot to prove.
Yeah. The other thing though, with him, what's crazy with Worthy is he ran that 4.22, and all of the guys there were telling him like, hey, take your shoes off, quit running. Like, don't run again. Like, you're not going to beat that. Then he, you know, ended up breaking the record on the next run at 4.21. So, yeah, he didn't stop. He did his two runs and did better. There's also some weird stuff. Like, was it what's the Romeo? Was it Adunze? He, like, wouldn't leave the combine because of the three-cone drill. He wanted to get a certain time and was, like, running it after everyone had already left. You know what I'm talking about, Jordan?
I don't know. I didn't see that, but that's kind of funny.
Yeah, like, he was, like, by himself, I think, running the thing.
That's really weird.
Worthy to the Chiefs, Jordan, is that what you're thinking, since they aren't going to get Mike Evans? You know, like where's Worthy gonna fall now? That he just put himself as a first rounder? I know. Remember John Ross? He had the former 40-yard dash record, and he like got drafted. And he's one of the biggest busts, you know, in recent memory.
Yeah, I don't see that necessarily happening, but
I think he's better. But
yeah,
I don't. I mean, Worthy.
Actually, I don't know.
Might have Ross a huge beast. Worthy might have actually a really good season as a number two. You don't think so?
No, I think he could be good. I just know that John Ross was really good at UW, Phil. I don't know if you're a fan of that school or not, but John Ross was really good in college, like doing punt returning and all kinds of stuff. And he went to the NFL and like did absolutely nothing. Like, it was really weird. I'm hoping that doesn't happen to Worthy. Like, I think he has a little bit. He definitely doesn't seem like the Swiss Army knife that John Ross was, but you know, I'm only comparing them because they both ran like lightning fast 40 times. It's probably not fair to compare those two guys.
What was the other guy? Darius Heyward-Bey. Was that another one who ran a crazy 40?
Yeah, Raiders are going to end up not taking a quarterback. They're just going to take Xavier Worthy now after this 40-yard dash. That's Russell what's going to happen. Xavier Worthy.
To me, I don't know. Xavier Worthy is like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. Yeah.
What do you, so like,
he just made, he had crazy snags that he had. He is, I wouldn't say he's definitely not a big guy. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. His two biggest red flags are he drops the ball. He drops the ball and he's small and tiny. Like, he's not a big receiver. He's small and has a lot of drops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we all like, you know, fast wide receivers, though. And if you like simple and fast, then Underdog Sports is for you, where you can pick them, watch them, and win them. Choose higher or lower, 2 to 5 of your favorite player stats. The more you pick, the more you could win. Get 5 picks right and 20 times your money just like that. It's built for fans, and win your money that same day. Pick them and draft them on your home turf. I believe it's baseball, best ball season right now, Jordan. So go check that out. Underdogs Fantasy, promo code DUDES, match you up to $100, guys. Go check that out. Other combine. What else do I have here? Jordan, you think this is the year that we have the rookie record broken for, you know, the amount of rookies taken in the first round? You know, I believe
What are you saying?
Sorry. Do you believe this is the year that the record gets broken for the amount of rookie wide receivers drafted in the first round? No, I believe the former record was 7 in the first round. Do you think we'll have 8? Let me double check my I got a little ahead of myself right there. Make sure I'm saying this right.
I think that
happens? You think that's right, Seth? So yeah, the record in 2004 was 7 wide receivers taken. Okay. Yeah, 7 was taken in 2004. Do you think we get 8 in the first round this year?
I'm going to say no.
No, I don't think so.
So, like, if the Bears, I'm looking at the OG Fantasy Football here. So he said if the Bears select Caleb Williams at 1, followed by Drake May at 2, Washington and Jaden Daniels at 3. Now, this is just all over the place. But that I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to fall that far.
They really think they're going to take Drake May over Jaden Daniels?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Drake May will go. Don't you? Before Jaden Daniels, Jordan?
No, Jaden Daniels will go second. He'll be second quarterback taken.
Do you think that Caleb Williams is just, there's a lot of guys, you know, like, you know, I should have brought some tinfoil in here that think that Caleb Williams is just trying to go to Washington to play with Kingsbury. You think that he's trying to scare the Bears off or something? Like, the best thing that could happen to Justin Fields is he leaves the Bears, I think.
Well, but Trent, Caleb Williams just said he has no interest in being anything but the number one overall pick.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot about that.
This is what I was going to say. I was going to say that obviously Heisman aside, Xavier Worthy is very similar in my opinion to DeVonta Smith.
Yeah, that's you know, both smaller and speedsters,
smaller. DeVonta also, I'm pretty sure his first year he got questioned a lot about drop balls, even though that wasn't necessarily an issue in college. Like, wasn't it DeVonta that they were like saying he was dropping a bunch of balls in preseason?
That was Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes.
But still
another speedster, like, not huge. Ja'Marr Chase is not small either, but still, like, I don't know. I think there's probably a lot more similarities though to DeVonta and Xavier Worthy. I think Xavier's like maybe an inch taller than him, but still, like, could easily be a very solid number two. Would you agree with that?
That's a good comp.
Yeah. No, that is a good comp. Probably my favorite is a combine story, and this is probably not even a combine story. What's his name? Chop. That kid, that guy Chop. Where did he go again, Jordan? You know who I'm talking about?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Chop. You don't know who I'm talking about? He's like a top. Chop Robinson. You don't know who that is, Jordan?
Not ringing a bell.
He's a butcher. He's a butcher. He's trying out for the cafeteria team on the Cincinnati Bengals. Chop Robinson.
What was it when he was born?
Oh, it's the big guy.
Yeah, he was so big that they called him Pork Chop. It stuck with him, and he weighed at birth. Phil, how much do you think this guy weighed at birth?
9 pounds.
No, you're wrong. 14 pounds.
14 pounds?
14 pounds,
yeah. That's wrong.
See that stuff that you know you miss. He is.
Are you thinking he's like another Parsons or what? I know you're a huge Penn State.
He's at Penn State, like a
linebacker guy.
I don't know. It's hard to say that another guy could be like that, but
he's, next year, guaranteed, Trent will be wearing Penn State swag just because of all the linebackers out of Penn State recently.
That'd be so funny.
Recently, don't they call that linebacker you? It's not recently, but yeah, I should start.
No. I'm saying you because they're producing linebackers that you like, Micah Parsons being the number one.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got to admit that's a good nickname is Chop, but.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And guys also.
Trent, the other guy? They'd call Trent Claw, Bear Claw.
Trent, I was just going to say the other guy who did really well was the Fisky guy from Florida State.
Fisky.
Yeah, Braden Fisky. He tested really well too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the all combine team. Yeah, no, yeah. Keep going.
No, he ran a 4.78 40, 33.5 inch vertical jump, and a 9-foot 9-inch broad jump. He's a defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's 6'5", 300 pounds, running up 4:40. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Wow.
Other guy I got here is Ladd McConkey, you know, wide receiver from Georgia, ran a 4.39 40-yard dash. So he has some speed. You know, kind of what I'm reading is he didn't quite get the production in college that he could get in the NFL going to the right spot.
He was hurt a bunch in college.
Yeah. And I don't know if So I don't know. There's all the Cooper Cup comps out there, obviously, and stuff like that. But I don't have a bunch of other stuff, guys.
Shout out to Texas and Washington for completely showing out. Like, I feel like they had some good players that showed up.
Oh my God.
I'm surprised Phil isn't on here with a purple do-rag right now supporting Penix. Phil, start making Penix do-rags for the pod. Penix to Seattle.
Honestly, that would make my wildest dreams come true. That'd be awesome.
He goes to Seattle, I'll buy a green one and purple one. Or not purple, a blue one.
Jordan, did Phil's jersey come in?
It did. I need to give it to him.
Oh, we can do it. We can do a jersey swap. I can give you your shoes back.
That would be nice.
All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps up our combine talk. Guys, we'll be back to recap. You know, NFL free agents next week. That starts next Wednesday. We should have some good drama, you know, ready Thursday morning. I don't know if we should wait a day or what you guys think, but I'm planning on going next Wednesday to have it out ready Thursday morning. Hopefully we have some more NFL news and notes about that by then. I just thought we should do an emergency pod here right now and get some Russell Wilson talk, a little bit of combine talk. Phil was really struggling. I really didn't think Phil was going to get on with all the hurtful texts he was sending to people and all the trolls he was. Phil was like spending hours on Twitter just talking to trolls, you know, saying hurtful things to Russell Wilson on Twitter.
All suspect.
Just on his burner account, of course, just like going after people. I believe his name is like Run the Ball Bill's Russ burner. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, surprised Phil's not like trying to help him sell his house on Twitter and stuff, like just tweeting at it, just help the price go up.
I'm going to start doing that, just getting my real estate license and just work with NFL athletes.
That's actually a really good idea, Phil. You should do that. You might be onto something. And then get him to come on the pod. But with that being said, guys, let's get into divas here. Today's divas are brought to you by our friends at Trophy Smack. Celebrate your wins, losses, trophies, rings, and bling. Celebrate in style. Head over to trophysmack.com/dudes, 15% off your entire order. Go ahead, get that new belt, get that Patrick Mahomes bust, all kinds of stuff there at Trophy Smack. Again, www.trophysmack.com/dudes. I have a couple divas here. I kind of want to save one, but I have a main one that I think we should bring up as all together, and that's Arch Manning deciding to not be on the new NCAA game. You see, he opted out on that. He wants to concentrate to play football. I think he's doing a disservice to the fans and, you know, everyone, other players in the league. What is it they get if they're on the game, Jordan? They get $800 and they get a free copy of the game.
Yeah, what I think
What's he really have varies, to do to be on the game?
But just opt in.
Like it's not that hard. Like, is it just, no. I guess he's just probably wanting more money than that, maybe, to be on it. Like, why would you not want to be on the game?
He doesn't want people playing as himself. I don't know.
No, but he has the possibility of making more money by being on the game. I think his stock goes up for like NIL deals.
Especially since he's not. He's not going to start this year. They pretty much already said that. He was starting, so.
Yeah. I don't know why you would not want to be on the game. You know, you're hurting future fans. You're hurting me. You know, like, you know, I wanted to play that game this summer, and now he's not going to be on there. Like, it's not just like he's not affecting this year. Like, my dynasty that I'm going to play for, you know, the next 15 years this season. Like, I'm not ever going to cross paths with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's affecting future dynasty teams all around, you know, by doing this. So, Arch Manning, really bad look. You should be on the game. And I don't know. To opt out of NCAA is criminal, and you should be on the game. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'll be honest. I might buy an Xbox just to play this game. I don't have an Xbox. I might buy an Xbox just for NCAA.
Well, Arch Manning's not on it, so you still going to buy it?
Yeah, because I don't care that much that Arch Manning isn't in it.
Anyways, he should be on the game. I don't know why you would not want to be on the game.
I agree for what that's worth.
NIL is just making these guys that they... the other thing, this is just a domino effect. Like, who else is going to not be on the game because Arch Manning's not on it? Like, be on the game, man. Like,
There's no reason to not. Yeah, there's no reason to not be on the game.
Yeah, it's like Bill Belichick never was on the Madden game. Do you really want to be in company with that? Oh, yeah, you probably want to be in company with that guy. But, you know, that stuff, right? But you think his parents are just like, hey, this guy's going to be playing this game too much if he's on there? Like, he can just create a player and do it again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Silly to me. Does anyone else have another diva of things?
He's from close to that area, isn't he?
Louisiana, I believe.
Oh, okay. I thought he played football in Texas for some reason.
No, it's Newman, right? Is it? What do you got? What do you got, Seth?
All right. Can you guys guess what category this one will be in?
Driving.
Yes, absolutely.
In Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Hawaii.
Yep. Yep. So everyone's aware in Hawaii.
Were you and Trent riding a tandem motor scooter or what?
No, that'd be in a permanent wheelie. So no.
Seth wouldn't fit in with his helmet. Cars. You don't have to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle there. He wouldn't know what to do. He already looked weird enough on the beach drinking a pina colada with that thing on.
All right. Tell us what this thing is.
So I got home.
Seth thought you had to drive on the left-hand side of the road.
No. So tonight's Monday night. So I got home really this morning at like 2 a.m. or it's like 1:30 or something. So I'm driving from my hotel to the airport. It's like a 30-minute drive. And everyone knows on the highways in Hawaii, I mean, I don't know if you haven't been to Hawaii, at least like in most areas, like the roads are one way. And the speed limit max is like 55 in some areas, but like most of the time it's like 35. They want people to drive slow and take it easy, you know? So I'm driving, you know, keeping my distance between the vehicle, and this guy in this big truck just randomly slams on his brakes, just ran. And like, I'm far from him, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'll slow down slowly. And then he like slams on his brakes again and like brake checks me. I'm like, what is your problem? Like, And then he like rolls down the window and throws his arms out, and I'm like, dude, I was giving you this. I just had to laugh, you know? And I'm just like, I was not close to you in the first place. You slammed on your brakes for some reason and I was still far away. And then I got closer and you did it again because I was a car length like behind you, you know? I'm just like, I don't want to see these Islanders. I just want to say maybe this guy was just having a bad day. But I'm just like, dude, these people who live over there don't know what real driving's like.
It's terrible.
Just like, dude, I'm not close to you. I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm just close to you because you slammed on your brakes. Like, that's what happens when you slam on brakes. People get close to you, you know? And he was like,
So it wasn't someone in your family like messing around with you.
No, it was just sad because I was like, the guy thought like I was like riding his tail and I wasn't even close. And like, he thought I was close to him because he doesn't know what real driving's like. He, you know, like he doesn't.
Yeah. He's just an island. He drives on the island mostly.
Yeah.
Like, no, he doesn't realize that I'm cruising and he's cruising. And apparently I was too close to him, you know, slamming on my brakes because he slammed on his and I was a car length away from him. Like he thought like, I don't know. It was so weird.
Seth, what's kind of crazy too is like I heard from all your family members or a couple from your family members, they got home at like 2 a.m. Why did Trent say he got home at 4? I just don't.
Stupidest lie I've ever heard.
If the right lane is so fast, why did the guy get home at 4 a.m.?
I got home at 2 a.m. You are such a moron.
I think I was the first one home. I got home at like 1:30, I think, around there.
And you just sent Trent a text, hey, just checking in, where you at? He's like, just got out of the grapevine.
Yeah, I passed Trent and then I saw him driving in the slow lane. I sped up past him, got off, went back south, got back on, and then passed Trent again.
Yeah, that's almost
he
as so funny.
Cool. He didn't even notice. It was cool.
Yeah, awesome. It's almost as cool as Seth started clapping as soon as our airplane landed.
No,
that is not true.
It's
not true.
I told everyone in my family that Seth started the clap when the plane landed, even though it was me, just to like make Seth mad. He was like fuming. He was so mad. It's probably why he almost ran that guy off the road, honestly, because he was so mad that he.
Started clapping?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Started the clap. No. Seth was so mad.
Seth, did Trent start it?
Probably.
Yes. And the other thing is, Seth's wife's waiting for him at the gate because the guy takes 20 minutes to stand up. I'm like, yeah, Seth would have been here 5 minutes ago if he would have stood up as soon as the plane landed.
I was 20 rows behind her. 20 rows.
Stand up. It's be like, hey, my wife's up there. They'd let you through. But I don't know. You probably, you know, were kicking their seat the whole time because you're a jerk. Other thing, my other diva of the week is this one's probably going to offend. Is like guys that wear shirts on the planes that say cat dad on them. I know you have one of those, Phil. Like, you automatically are not a cool person. Like, hey, and I don't even hate cats, but like, if you're going to wear a shirt that says cat dad, like, no, you're just automatically not cool. So
that's part of
Phil,
identity.
Burn your shirt problem. While you're at it.
The cat dad.
And you could tell, like, this guy definitely had, like, 19 cats at home that he was, like, worried, like, that they were okay because he was gone. Like, I don't know. Just, like, don't wear that shirt. What, Seth?
Was there cat fur on the shirt?
Yeah, basically.
That's such a good question. That's such a good clarifying question.
Jordan, do you got anything, Jordan?
Yeah, so I got a diva. My diva is, like, people. So when you meet a person and, you're making small talk and then, like, two questions in, they're like, and maybe this only bothers me. No, that's okay. They ask, what do you do for work? Like, there is nothing that drives me more crazy than that. Because, like, why does it matter what I do for work? You don't know me. Like, we're just meet for the first time. Why does it matter what I do for work? Why are you going to like, and are you going to like me less because what I do for work? You're going to like me more because I do for work? Like, that's like now if I'm like applying for, like a loan or I'm at the bank or like, that's different. Like, but like, I don't know. Like it bothers me when people ask me like,
would it bother you?
Hey, what's your name? Oh, what do you do for work? Like, I don't know.
Would it bother you more? Like if it was like the second or third time you met this person and then they asked you like, they wouldn't bother no, me. No,
it
as
wouldn't.
Much,
it wouldn't bother me. It's like
it bothers within the first 5 minutes of talking to somebody. There.
Yes, first, like literally, hey, oh, I'm Jordan. What's your name? Oh, okay, like where are you from? Oh, what do you do for work? It's like I don't know why that matters.
Yeah, I think that's just like one of the questions people fall to when they don't know what else to talk about.
100%. 100%. But like, just I never ask people have, that.
Just ensuring you have gainful employment.
What do you have? Would you rather them talk to you about the weather, though? Or like, why are you wearing that stupid cat dad shirt? Like, what would you rather them do, Jordan? Like,
are you wearing those rollerblades with yoga pants?
Hey, like, what do you like? I don't know. Like, I think there's other like, did you play sports in high school, or where did you go to high school at, or do you have kids? Like, what do you? I don't know. Like, just what do you do for? I get why people ask it. It bothers me because it's like people like are gonna like they're gonna like gonna not judge you, but like it's a gauge of whether they want to like they like you or not. It's like what you do for work, and I don't know. Yeah, I never asked that question.
Jordan hates practicing the one another's apparently. I do that all the time, Jordan. Because
me too.
I don't think I'm a very interesting person. I think probably everyone on this pod,
you're
plus
right.
My family would agree.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're
right. And so I'm always like, what do you do for work? Yes. And then I'm just interested in knowing like what other people do, because it's like I see no benefit by knowing what other people do, but I just like that helps get people talking. And so that's one of the things that I ask. I'm like, oh yeah, what do you do for work? Or just like, oh, what do you do? I think that's a great question. And I would agree, Trent, it's better than talking about the weather, because it's just talking about the weather goes nowhere. Like talking about a job, you can like, you know, talk about the busy season. Next time you see that person, you're like, oh, you get, you know, you busy? How are things going over at the mill on, you know, 18th or whatever it is. And then, you know, it just leads to a, I don't know, there's some rapport that is built as you get to know what people's job is. Go ahead, Sharon.
I know. I basically did that all week on the island, man. Like every person I saw, like in the buffet line, whatever, like, what do you do for work? Just started talking to them. And that led to me, you know, it was about 78 degrees with a nice breeze. I was in the hot tub and the guy told me that he does orthopedics for NFL teams. And I started talking to him. I don't think he's going to come on the pod, but you know, he showed me some pictures of him and DK Metcalf and Devontae Adams. So like, you know, pretty cool guy, you know? So I can
them? Did he show you them, or are you just sitting too close to him in the hot tub and he just happened to be looking at his phone?
I was kind of doing one of those things where he was like showing someone and I kind of was like, you know, like, yeah.
You just scooted into the conversation.
No, he didn't show me any photos. He did tell me though that like, I should have been like, hey, bud, I don't believe you. Go get your phone and show me a picture of Devontae Adams and DK Metcalf right now. Like, there's no way you make, you know, orthopedics for these guys. Like, but no, he said they're actually cool guys. And they like said some players like just tune them out because he does like custom orthopedics for the Seattle Seahawks and the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cincinnati Reds and a couple hockey teams. But he said like most guys like just kind of get on their phone and play games the whole time. He's like Devontae Adams and DK Metcalf like actually like engaged with me, talked about it, like wanted to know about their feet, stuff like that. So
that's what we did for work.
Yeah. All I did was ask what I did for work. And I said, hey, I have a podcast. You want to come on? He's going to get back to me. So we'll see.
But, when you said orthopedics, didn't get any contact. I thought you were talking about orthopedic surgery. I don't know why I didn't realize you were talking about like, and did
you
do like cleats?
I thought that's what Trent meant too, for what it's worth. It was orthopedic surgery.
That's what he told me. So,
he does their cleats, or he does like,
the cleats, the soles for their cleats.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he customizes like each and every single one. So, and all I did was ask him what he did for work, you know, and I don't know. But he didn't ask me.
Maybe it's a me thing. Like, I don't know. I don't really ask people that question. So I try to find like other questions or other, I don't know.
How do you like your eggs?
No.
Are you a scrambled guy or over easy?
Maybe like you're like a over medium, like maybe with some chili.
So you can learn a lot from guys who, you know, how they make their eggs.
Trent, you ask people what they do for work over where they're from?
I'll usually ask where they're from, and then I'll ask what they do for work.
You can't have a conversation just based on where you're from?
The guy was from Maine.
Oh, yeah. Maine's awesome, man. Like,
he didn't like lobster. He didn't like lobster, so I'd already went there, so it was question three. You know what I mean? The guy was either, you know, did not want to talk to me at all.
I don't think he wanted to talk to you, Trent. You could have been like, man, like, how come you don't go to the Caribbean or instead of Hawaii? Because Caribbean's a lot closer to Maine than Hawaii.
He told me he goes to Hawaii for 3 weeks every year.
That's sweet.
And it sounds like a terrible.
See, I feel like I could have had that conversation without asking what he did for work.
And you don't think it would have come up at one at any point?
Like what,
Phil? Most people say, like, oh yeah, I'm traveling on the West Coast, so the flight's not as bad. Oh, what do you do for work? Like that's usually how it comes up for me. Like, oh, how long are you guys staying in Hawaii? Oh, we're in Hawaii for the next couple of weeks. Oh, nice. You're from Maine though. That's like an 8-hour flight. That's crazy. Oh, you know, like I'm in Los Angeles at 12. Oh, I'm in Los Angeles for work most of the time. Oh, cool. What do you do for work? And then it's just like the conversation. It's more of just like, it's not really, I think what you're doing is, what you're saying is, like, you don't like when people ask that in a way that leans negative. Whereas, like, if someone is just like, oh, what do you do for work? It's not, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
I think, like, context of the conversation matters a little bit, I guess. Like, if it's leading to that kind of thing, but I don't know. It just bothers me because sometimes I feel like people ask that and it's like a determining factor of whether they're going to, like, they think you're a cool guy or not, you know? And it's like, I don't think what you do for work should have any value on whether you enjoy hanging out with someone or not.
No, I agree with you. Like, I have friends who are, you know, yeah, I have friends that are all over the spectrum.
Name one friend, Phil. I don't want to be here for another 10 minutes for you to get to number two. So,
I need a crystal ball.
All right, guys, sorry, just a little all over the place today, had a little bit of technical difficulties, but
no diva for me, I'll just pass.
Yeah, just turn your selfie cam on, that'll help. All right, I think that does it, guys. We'll get you some free agency reactions next week. As always, we will see you next time, and as always, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.